Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of 80208, the DU podcast. In the studio today, I have Hannah Brannett, the sports editor for the Clarion. Say
hey.
Hi.
Hey.
So, we have a very interesting story about the gymnastics team at DU for this week, right?
Yes. So, right now, the DU gymnastics team is ranked number 6 in the nation, and in their recent meet against Boise State and Iowa State University, they actually put up their season best score, and that also is good enough for the second best score in program history.
Excellent, excellent. So, I personally am not very knowledgeable about sports in general, but especially not gymnastics, which are kind of like, even in professional circles, they kind of like take second seat to other things. Because, you know, a lot of people usually typically like things where, you know, you've got a bunch of big people smacking really hard into each other, like football. But could you kind of maybe like run down for gymnastics, kind of like tell me a little bit like what the competitions are like and how the grading works?
Yeah, absolutely. So for gymnastics meets, there are 4 events: vault, floor, beam, and uneven bars. And on each one, a team can have 6 student athletes compete, and then they just drop the lowest score. So the 5 top scores will be counted towards your like final score. They add up all the scores. So you have 5 scores that contribute to your event score, and then you add up all the 4 events, and that contributes to your overall score.
Okay. So, like, generally, what does the overall score kind of look like? Like, what is it, like, on a scale to, like, from like, 0 to, like, 100, or is it, like, 0 to 10, or?
So, for each gymnast, it's a 0 to 10 score, basically. So, you start out of the perfect 10 in college gymnastics.
Okay.
And that's basically the perfect score for any gymnast. And then, you know, you just take off little points here and there for things like your ankles aren't together on a landing, or your knees are bent when you're doing a certain move. So it just kind of gets into the nitty and gritty. And so basically, because each gymnast has a possibility of 10 points and you have 5 scores that are counted on each event, you have a total of 50 points that you can get. And then overall, that's 200 points.
Okay. So 200 points per event, per team.
Per meet, per team. So 50 points per event, per team.
Okay. So for DU's gymnast team, we're number 6th in the nation now.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
So what kind of like score do we have as far like compared to the other ones that are like the top 5?
So right now, so the score that we just put up, the one that's second best in our program history, is 197.725.
Wow.
And that is, in gymnastics, the difference between like this team and the top team can be just 1 point. Because of the scoring system, you know?
That's wild. That really is. I really don't think, especially considering how inexperienced I am with this kind of thing, I don't think I could sit at a gymnastics meet and, like, watch people do their performances and be like, yeah, I think that one was 1 point better than the other one. I don't think I'd be able to do that.
It's so interesting watching the gymnastics meets and seeing the scoring, because the difference sometimes judges will take off like hundreds of a point for little things. And
I don't think
crazy.
I could take off hundreds of a point for like anything I was great at. I don't think you could hand me like 2 different sandwiches and I'd be able to be like, yeah, this sandwich was like 1/100th of a point better than this sandwich.
Absolutely. It's insane. And to put this in perspective, you know, the top school in the nation, University of Oklahoma, has like what? Probably 30,000, 40,000 undergrads, and we're a school of just 5,000, 6,000 undergrads. So we're up there competing with the top schools in the nation.
I always forget how big some universities get.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like not used to it. So aside from the gymnastics, what other things do we have kind of coming up in the same sort of area? I've heard that there's like a figure skating, was it a competition or a meetup happening next week?
Yeah, next weekend, Club Figure Skating is traveling to Los Angeles for the City of Angels Classic, hosted by UCLA. Yep. This is a big, big competition because the points at this will determine whether or not this team move on to the Nationals. Hopefully they do. They've gone to Nationals for the last 10 years running, basically, and always managed to place top 10 in the nation.
All right, excellent.
And then, yeah, rugby is in Las Vegas right now, and they've been having meets, and I think some of their teams just qualified for Nationals as well.
Wow, you guys are going everywhere for these competitions. All right, well, thank you very much for meeting me in the studio today. I'm very glad to be able to talk about things like this, even if it's not usually my forte.
No worries, it's great being here.
And if you have any ideas or suggestions for any more episodes of the 80208 podcast, please email us at thedupodcast@gmail.com. And we'll be talking to you guys again very soon. Thank you very much.